This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. The 2020 census is coming up this spring. The once every decade survey determines how much federal funding New Mexico gets for things like food and housing assistance. And the state stands to lose hundreds of millions of dollars for even a slight undercount. Organizers across Bernalillo County are strategizing to get as many residents as possible to fill out that form. Many communities in New Mexico got undercounted in 2010. Census workers say that could be because they live rurally, don't speak English, because they don't trust the federal government, or just didn't want to do another survey. Catherine McGill of the New Mexico Black Leadership Council spoke at a meeting Tuesday of people working to turn out the 2020 count here.
There has been a lot of exclusion of blacks in the political, social, and cultural landscape, and we suffer from invisibility and disenfranchisement.
Those problems are exacerbated by the tricultural myth of New Mexico, says McGill. And since the tens of thousands of black people living in the county aren't concentrated in particular neighborhoods, her team relies on community connections to get the word out.
Barbershops and beauty salons, churches including African immigrant refugee populations, social networking groups.
This year is the first time you can fill out the census online. Bernalillo County will soon take applications for another round of funding that groups can use to do outreach. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.